everybody. Welcome to another edition of What You Might Have Missed, a heartbreaking playoff loss in Arizona for the Packers, but an uplifting performance by the two youngest receivers on the roster, Jared Aberderis and Jeff Janis, who were thrust into larger roles when Davante Adams missed the game and Randall Cobb left the game due to injury. We'll start the rundown in the first quarter. This is actually before Cobb leaves the game, and you're not a Packers receiver unless you can also block. Watch here as Aberderis finishes his route over by the sideline. He flips himself back into position to get a block on the defensive back, and Rodgers gets a big gain on the scramble for the first down. A little later in the first quarter, here's Aberderis in the slot, but watch how Aaron Rodgers signals to move tight end Richard Rodgers back in tight to the formation. That moves this defensive back in a little tighter and gives Aberderis an easier read on his route, which Rodgers wants to be right over here. And a great example of the quarterback and the receiver being on the same page, and another first down is converted. Fast forward to the second quarter, and now it's Janis blocking skills on display on a quick wide receiver screen to Jared Aberderis. James Jones gets a nice block on the outside here too, and Aberderis moves the chains. You want to play slot receiver in the NFL? You have to be fearless over the middle. Watch how Aberderis doesn't flinch a bit on this pass, and the gain is 18. A few plays later on that same drive, this time it's Janis on the boundary. A great job on the route. He sells this as a stop and go, but actually it's a stop and stop, and it's another first down. Jump ahead to the second half for one more on the blocking end of things. This is Eddie Lacy's big 61-yard run in the third quarter, and watch how Aberderis does not let his man get anywhere near big number 27. And that's the second longest rushing play in Packers playoff history. Then it's Janis who finishes off that drive with some nice work on the scramble drill. You'll see that at first he's not open, but he makes a move on the DB at the goal line, gives Rodgers a throwing lane, and it's touchdown Packers. Last but certainly not least is the Hail Mary at the end of regulation. And if you remember from the Detroit Hail Mary, from the receiver's perspective, what impressed me the most about Richard Rodgers was how he took his eye off the ball, then picked up the trajectory again and was able to make the play. Janis does that not once but twice, takes his eyes off the ball, and is still able to make a fabulous catch. You'll have to watch this closely. I have the video right at the spot where Rodgers is about to release the pass. As soon as Janis comes into the screen, you see his head is turned. He's picked up the ball. Now he looks away again a second time, then picks up the ball, makes a tremendous catch against Patrick Peterson in the end zone, and the Packers get it to overtime.
Here's the snap. Rodgers under pressure immediately, scrambles to his left, looking. He rainbows left side for Janis.
Yes! Yes!
As you can see, some promise for the future at wide receiver for the Packers. It's just too bad that future isn't this week. Thanks for watching, everybody. We'll see you next time.